Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is a warm and sunny day across much of Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a pleasant breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli drone strike has wounded one person in southwest Syria. That's according to reports coming in from I-24 News earlier this hour. Also, police have arrested three men on suspicion of importing drones from China. The Jerusalem Post reported just minutes ago that these drones were allegedly used for drug and weapons smuggling. Also this hour, the United Kingdom threatens sanctions after Israel opens bids for E1 settler homes. This report comes from The Forward, detailing actions from earlier today. Separately, the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle, have been found. This was reported by JTA in earlier reporting. And finally, Axios reported that Syria's foreign minister has called an Israeli airbase bombing unjustified. This incident has increased regional tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Streetwise reports from Syria indicate that an Israeli drone strike in the Damascus countryside wounded one person. This was posted just under an hour ago. Visegrad 24 shared that a GB News presenter and his pregnant wife had to leave their London home. People smuggling gangs targeted him after his investigative work. Al Arabiya English announced that the Perth Mint in Australia has set a new Guinness World Record. It produced the largest gold bar, weighing over 521 kilograms. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli drone strike in Syria, the incident occurred in Beit Jinn near Damascus, targeting a vehicle. This follows a series of recent escalations between Israel and Syria, as reported by I-24 News. The situation remains tense, raising concerns about further confrontations in the region. Turning to the arrests over drone imports from China. According to the Jerusalem Post, authorities believe a security company served as a cover for this operation. The drones were allegedly used in smuggling drugs and weapons. This development highlights ongoing security challenges at Israel's borders. Meanwhile, in a diplomatic move, the UK has threatened sanctions due to Israel's settlement expansion in the West Bank. The Forward reports that this response follows Israel's lands authority opening bids for E1 settler homes. The move could strain relations between Israel and one of its key allies. In a poignant discovery, JTA reports that Yehuda Katz's remains have been found. Katz was a tank gunner when he died during the First Lebanon War 44 years ago. This brings closure to a long-standing mystery for his family and the nation. Finally, Axios reports on Syria's foreign minister's statement regarding an Israeli airbase bombing. The strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase has created ripples among U.S. allies in the region. It underscores the delicate balance of power and ongoing regional tensions. On the economic front. First, according to Mariv Business, Iranian regime officials openly admit that the economic crisis is threatening the country's stability. The lack of security is deterring investments, raising questions about Iran's future. Separately, Katek reports that investors failed to block the sale of valuable Greek Orthodox church land in Jerusalem. The Jerusalem District Court dismissed their request, allowing the sale to proceed. And finally, Globes reports that Azrieli and Melisran, Israeli real estate giants, are expanding into residential real estate. After years of focusing on malls and offices, they are diversifying their portfolios. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.